Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
Who's your favorite or what's your favorite cartoon character?
What's your favorite? Well, it's who's your favorite.
Yeah, it's personal.
They're people.
Who do you think mine is going to be, if you had to guess?
I don't know. Betty Boop.
What? No. That was before my time.
Lola. What's the...
Never seen it.
Lola Rabbit.
The only...
Bugs Bunny's chick.
I know who she is because of when Zendaya voiced
Minnie Mouse.
No. Okay, I'll just say it. SpongeBob. Come on.
SpongeBob.
I feel like you could have gotten that. I love SpongeBob.
I was thinking girl power. I don't know.
Well, he's girly.
What is SpongeBob's...
He's been a mother.
What is SpongeBob's gender?
Inconclusive.
Oh, interesting.
He does it all, really.
What is SpongeBob's pronouns?
SpongeBob.
That's what they refer to SpongeBob as.
Does SpongeBob have pronouns? Do people in the show ever refer to SpongeBob as he, him? I don't recall.
Yeah, there's a trivia question for you right there.
I had a hard time thinking about my favorite cartoon character.
I like initially jumped to like the Ninja Turtles, but then I was more of a Ghostbusters kid, which we talked about earlier this week. But do those count as cartoon characters?
Sorry, I'm so distracted. I just Googled, does SpongeBob have pronouns? And this article pops up. Nickelodeon has announced that SpongeBob SquarePants is a member of the LGBTQIA+ community.
Oh, interesting.
Ninja Turtles are totally cartoons.
All right, we'll go with the Ninja Turtles.
Like, how would they not be?
But I like the Ghostbusters cartoons more than the Ninja Turtles cartoons, but I don't think of the Ghostbusters as cartoons, maybe because the movies have taken over and they're like real life. But there was also the real life turtle movies, which were crazy. Like, much
better. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Than the CGI or the cartoon ones.
But those were costumes.
I'm going Goofy.
Goofy? How did we get from that to this?
You can't debate. Goofy's a cartoon character. Goofy. I used to watch Goof Troop as a kid.
Okay, but did you watch a Goofy movie? Because that's one of the best of the best.
Yeah, that came out a little bit past...
Maxi.
Past my... I've definitely seen it, but that came out a little past my childhood.
It's so good. You should watch it this weekend.
I'm on vacation. I'm going to go watch the Goofy movie.
First watch of vacation, a Goofy movie.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
CEOs that run Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Discord, Snapchat, and X sat with Congress for a long day of questioning yesterday amid child exploitation on the platforms and increasing levels of findings that social media can have harmful and dangerous consequences for minors. Lawmakers accused the companies of prioritizing profit over safety and putting kids in harm's way to make money. The CEOs basically went over all of the safety measures and the programs that they have in place, and Congress said, I don't know, that doesn't seem like enough.
Okay, well, maybe this is the wrong idea here, but isn't it up to the guardian, the parent of the child, to monitor and make sure they're not accessing these websites? And maybe they should not have a phone.
True. There's yeah.
Obviously, I know that you should have a phone for safety reasons, but maybe you should do like the child lock or whatever on it.
Yes, but when you're competing against like billion-dollar corporations that are working in reverse and trying to essentially recruit minors to spend time on there and to advertise and to target minors.
Yeah, like obviously they should be in trouble for doing that. I just think sometimes I just don't get it because I grew up in the in-between. Like, isn't that so weird to think about? Like, I grew up having technology and watching technology evolve, but I didn't get a phone until I was 13.
Right.
I didn't get a smartphone until I was 16.
I didn't get a phone until I was a sophomore in college. So,
and since I grew up that way, I feel like that's the way it should be. Obviously, I went on YouTube and I went on Facebook on like a desktop computer.
You know what this is reminding me of from my childhood, if I'm going to relate it to growing up and me being old right now after just having my birthday?
But also, home phones don't exist.
I was going to say, this is very much like the new debate over when I was a kid, it was like video games and movies. And that was video games and movies were affecting the youth and targeting the youth and yada yada. Now it's social media seems to have the target here. February is Black History Month, a good time to rediscover the Portland Freedom Trail, established in 2007. The trail's 13 sites were important because of their role in the Black community and the Underground Railroad.
I could actually download and print the Portland Freedom Trail guide and map at the website of the Maine Historical Society, or you can go to the Five Things post on hotradiomaine.com, and it's linked up there, and you can download it right from there and learn a little bit about the history in the city. The Maine DOT is preparing to launch a pilot commuter bus service between Portland and Lewiston Auburn and is seeking bids for companies interested in winning the minimum 2-year contract. The goal is to begin service by June and attract some of the hundreds of workers who are traveling that route daily. Kind of crazy to me that there's not a commuter bus already. I just assumed that there was.
What's a commuter bus?
I think like public transportation.
Oh.
I'm sure there's, you could probably take like a Greyhound or something like that. I'm sure there's regular buses you could take, but as far as public transportation, doesn't exist, and they're going to try to make it work in June. The University of Southern Maine plans to open the Collab Esports Arena by Town and Country next fall. That's right. USM is going to get a esports arena. The Federal Credit Union gifted $750,000 to the USM Foundation to build the arena and help fund the esports program. 170 students take part in USM's esports club.
The way that esports is spelled, I would have pronounced it esports.
Esports.
By myself. If you weren't here and I had this story, I literally would have said esports arena.
Well, I'm glad this hit
There's
this
no
week.
There's no dash.
I'm glad it hit this week instead of next week.
Is that just a known thing? The word is ES. Well, it's just esports, but there's no separation. There's no dash. It looks like esports.
I was trying to explain to you what esports was. I was kind of...
I said the first thing out of my mouth was VR, and you said no.
No.
So I was like, okay.
It's video.
EA Sports? No, you were like, no.
EA Sports is something else, too. That's a video game company. Esports is basically you're on a team, and you are, I think, so 170 students are in the esports club for USM, but there's like 70 of them that must be the elite, and they actually, like a sports team, they go and they play other schools in certain games. I don't have the list
I watched
games.
An episode of True Life about that years ago in the early 2000s, and they would go to these... What are they called? Conferences or something? It was in Vegas. They would do this whole meetup and they would sit in these banquet halls and they'd have their computer set up and they're all gaming.
That banquet hall? Esports arena.
Wow.
That's what your alma mater. Don't you wish you went to school a little bit later so you can enjoy those amenities now?
If they had The Sims. That's not really competitive though.
It could be. Who has the better life in the Sim world?
Me.
There you
go. Prop testing cheats enabled. True. Mother load.
I don't know what that means.
It's a cheat code that I'll never forget.
Hulu has become the latest streaming service to warn its customers about illegally sharing passwords. Users are reminded via email, unless otherwise permitted by your service tier, you may not share your subscription outside of your household.
Oh.
Hulu also said, if we determine in our sole discretion that you have violated this agreement, we may limit or terminate access to the service.
I'm not too happy with Hulu these days because all my shows that I want to watch are suddenly not available anymore. And then when I search them, it says only available with Hulu Live TV for the low price of $90 a month.
No, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, a lot of them probably just moved to Peacock or other streaming service, Paramount. So now they're not available on Hulu.
It's so dumb. It's the biggest scam.
Disney Plus and Netflix have also sent similar warnings to its customers.
We're done with Disney Plus and we're done with Netflix. It's come down to Max, which is HBO, Peacock, and Hulu. And Hulu's disappointed me, so we'll see if they make it.
Yeah, Peacock is moving up in my power rankings of the streaming services.
Well, they have all the shows that I want to watch.
Right. Maura was watching Love Island All-Stars last night.
Duh. It just got added. It's so good. I've been waiting. The UK has had it for 3 weeks. And I was like, oh my God, stop. I'm seeing spoilers.
Yeah, she was watching. I'm like, I'll talk to you off air about it. Nobody wants to hear my thoughts on.
What? I do.
I know. That's why I said I'll talk to you off air about it. Nobody else does. That is Five Things You Need to Know Made Hot in Maine by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Over 25,000 victories for injured Mainers since 1974. 207 Call Joe. We're online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Pundits have speculated whether Taylor Swift will endorse Joe Biden in the 2024 presidential race. A recent poll shows that 18% of voters are more likely or significantly likely to vote for a candidate that she endorses.
Some reports claimed that Biden campaign is actively working to secure her public support. You see the craziness with the NFL. Is she going to get involved in the election?
Am I wrong for thinking that's deeply concerning?
No, you're not. You're not wrong. This news prompted Vivek Ramaswamy, the former Republican.
He's always got something to say.
Presidential candidate to suggest that the Super Bowl may be rigged for the Kansas City Chiefs so that more attention will be on Swift and her partner, Travis Kelce. To help the Democratic Party.
Oh my God. I love a good conspiracy.
This guy and his conspiracy theories. Yeah. Rolling Stone released a story claiming that Trump's campaign is ready to take on Swift's potential Democratic endorsement. They're coming up with a game plan. According to the outlet, a source close to the former president said his allies are prepared to wage a, quote, holy war.
Calm down. This is Taylor Swift we're talking about.
I think if she ran for president, she got a shot. What do you think?
Anyone with a following, any celebrity could be president.
Speaking of Taylor Swift and other Taylor Swift news, Travis Kelce has confirmed that he will not be Taylor Swift's date to the Grammys this weekend.
Why not?
I wish I could go support Taylor at the Grammys and watch her win every single award that she's nominated for. Unfortunately, I've got to get ready for this big old Super Bowl we got in a week, he said on the Pat McAfee show. The Grammys take place this Sunday. Taylor Swift is up for 6 awards, including Album of the Year. If she wins that award, she'd become the first 4-time winner of it.
People are probably going to be relieved that he's not there, because if he was there, they'd have way more camera time and people would just continue to get mad and madder.
She goes to all of his games. Not going to support her on a big night? Seems a little selfish to me. They don't even have a game this weekend. It works out perfectly. He could be there. I think it's rude. And he's gonna expect her to fly all the way from, where is she? In
Tokyo.
Tokyo to make it for the Super Bowl, the big game? I'm sure she will. I don't feel like this relationship is 50-50.
If he wanted to, he would.
I don't feel like this relationship is 50-50. Yeah, exactly. You're right. I've heard that.
I actually hate that saying so much. I hate it. But it's like 50% true. If he wanted to, he would.
No, it's 100% true. It's 100% true. Especially in the initial stages of a relationship.
Oh, totally. Like, sometimes I wish I could go back and tell my younger self that. Like ladies. He doesn't like you.
He will call if he wants to. If he's not doing this, there's a reason why.
He will court you. He will take you out.
If a guy really likes you, you'll know it. You won't be left questioning it. Anyways, I kid. Kelce is expected to join Taylor Swift across the Asian and European legs of her Eras tour once he gets done with this big old Super Bowl thing that he's doing.
This weekend is the Grammys.
Yes.
Sunday night.
Correct.
Ugh. And then when's the Super Bowl?
Next following? Weekend.
Okay, thank God you'll be back. I won't have to talk about that by myself. The Grammys is going to be a lot of work, but it'll be fun work. But the Super Bowl, if you weren't here to talk about the Super Bowl with me, yeah, that'd be tough.
Margot Robbie says she's not losing sleep over her Oscar snub. They asked her thoughts on it, and she said there's no way to feel sad when you know you're this blessed. People's reactions to the movie have been the biggest reward of this entire experience. I've never been a part of something like this. And then she did continue on and say, obviously I think Greta should be nominated as a director. What she did is a once in a career, once in a lifetime thing. What she pulled off, it really is. So she was modest about herself, but then said, yeah, Greta deserves that nomination.
Is there a cap on how many nominations a film can get?
No.
Oh, there's not. Because I was wondering maybe if they were like, we want to nominate these people and we can't go over 6 nominations, so they're going to get left out.
I think it still has 8 nominations in all different categories, just not Margot Robbie and Greta for director. Kanye West, Ty Dolla, they made a surprise guest appearance during Travis Scott's Circus Maximus tour in Orlando. I was putting myself in this situation because Tara and I went to the Boston Circus Maximus tour not too long ago. I wish he came out at our show, not for the reasons that you would think.
For the story to tell?
That's what you would think, is for the story to tell. But I was really wondering, how would Tara react if Kanye came out and performed these songs?
Okay, well,
because we were together at the tour, and I know your feelings on Kanye, but I also know your feelings about the music.
No, but you know that I loved Kanye West, like grew up with posters of him in my room. Like I was such a diehard fan. And then he just ultimately really disappointed me in the end, and I had to dump him.
Yes, but
if he popped up and he was performing all the hits, I would have no choice but to sing along.
Runaway, Can't Tell Me Nothing, All the Lights,
he
and more.
He knew what he was doing. He's like, I gotta get back in the good graces.
I'm gonna stretch my hands for one.
Oh, yeah, I would have no choice but to enjoy it, unfortunately.
I'm not kidding you. When I saw the news, literally that was the first thing that popped my head. Not like, oh man, I'm jealous that he didn't come out at our show. No, it was, I wish he came out just so I could give Tara a hard time.
No, I literally would have said, cut the cameras.
I would have
not allowed.
I would have immediately filmed
this.
You saying, no. "Can't la la."
She's canceled.
Wait till I get my money right.
She's a hypocrite. She's canceled. No, I would have seriously said, "Do not record me."
Anyways, I'm not gonna be here next Friday, so it's up to you to play the entire album when it drops.
I don't know how to do all that.
Don't worry, I don't have.
It's not coming.
Much confidence in. Although, here is why I think, this is my theory as to why I think it could come out next Friday, is because they released the track listing, and I've done that before, but this track listing didn't have Nikki's new body on it. And I think that they've...
She said no.
Because she said no. So I think that they've got their ducks in a row, as they say, and they got their clearances, because that's why that one didn't make the cut. You don't see it on the new track listing. So I think things is a little more polished. You might get this album on Friday. We shall see.
There's no way. He's such a perfectionist, an evil genius, that there's no way it's ready.
And why is he popping out at a random Orlando show?
I know. Miami is one thing because he's always in Miami, but Orlando? Mickey Mouse?
Shout out.
Seems kind of random.
Shout out to the people of Orlando. They're like, we got something.
I know, right?
SZA just confirmed that she will release a song with Paramore soon after fans urged them to collab. The Grammy's most nominated artist recently answered fan questions when she was asked about the status of her project with Paramore. And then she simply replied, yeah, soon. It's in the works.
I'm excited. I love Paramore and I love SZA.
She also revealed that the pop punk leaning F2F became her favorite song to perform on her SOS tour. We saw her do that one, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
She didn't do the Phoebe Bridges one.
No.
That was the one that you wish she did.
Well, that was one of my favorites off the album, and it was the one song that she left off. And I want to say it was either the week before us or the week directly after that we saw her that she popped up in New York and then had Phoebe Bridges come out and performed it.
I'm still waiting for the deluxe. We thought we were going to get the deluxe before we went to the show, and that was the first leg of the tour. Then I think earlier this year, or at the end of last year, I'm trying to remember my timeline here, but she dropped all of those covers online, and we thought the deluxe was coming. I literally thought New Music Friday is coming up. Here it is. And then I just forgot about it. We never got that deluxe album.
No, maybe she lied. She does like to do that.
Maybe there's not even a Paramore collab in the works.
She's just saying that to hold us over.
She loves to lie. I've never owned a TV before, she said once. And then
Crazy. People
pulled out the receipts like, is this you at your house with a TV in this picture?
She cracks me up.
Amazing. You crack me up. You know why?
Me?
Yeah. One of my favorite live concert experiences ever.
Stop.
Is he going to come out?
He's dead.
She started performing the ODB song.
I only asked that because people went absolutely crazy the second the song started and started behaving so erratically that I was like, whoa, is something about to happen that I don't know about? Is he about to come out? And you were losing your mind.
I like looked at you and I said, if we witness him coming out right now, this is going to be a historic night.
Leave me alone. Well, that's why you should always pick me as your plus one, because really funny things will happen.
I will give you credit, though. Out of everybody I know, you knew the most about SZA and literally knew every single word to all the songs.
I was like crying.
So I give you credit there. You just didn't know that RIP ODB. A simple tweet from Elmo wound up being an internet therapy session. On Monday, Elmo's ex account tweeted, Elmo is just checking in. How is everybody doing? The response is good.
You need to say it like Elmo.
Elmo just checking in. How's everybody doing?
Okay, that was gross. I regret.
How did you do it? You do it.
I don't really remember what he sounds like, but it's like, Elmo just checking in.
Oh, that's better. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't let Maura hear that. She's going to get the ick.
I am a doctor.
Stop. Oh my God, that was a little deranged.
I'm sorry. This is a deranged topic. People got really dark with the responses for Elmo here. Somebody said, not great, Elmo, not great. Elmo, I'm going to be real. I'm at my blanking limit, another person said. And here's a real dark one. Elmo, each day the abyss we stare into grows a unique horror, one that was previously unfathomable in nature. Our inevitable doom, which once accelerated in years or months, now accelerates in hours, even minutes. However, I did have a good grapefruit earlier. Thank you for asking.
That was really stressful.
On Tuesday, Elmo replied, wow. You want to try to read it?
No, just read it.
Wow. Elmo is glad he asked. Elmo learned that it is important to ask a friend how they are doing. Elmo will check in again soon. Friends, Elmo loves you. Hashtag emotional well-being.
The hashtag is kind of rude. It's like passive aggressive. Like, you guys should all get some emotional well-being and leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm a children's puppet. So don't unload your trauma on me right now.
For real.
That's like one of those scenarios where Elmo wanted to say, you could have just said good and kept it moving. Like when you haven't seen somebody in a while, they're like, oh man, how you doing? You just say good. It doesn't matter how bad your day was. You're not going to go into this whole like therapy session with somebody. You just say, good, how you doing? Good, cool. Keep it moving.
You know what's weird about me is when I get home from work every day, Tucker will say, how was your day? And I just say, fine. And he's like, don't you want me to ask? I'm like, not really. Like, I'm home now. I don't want to talk about work.
That's how I feel.
But if he didn't ask, because I'm a girl, I might be like, you never ask me how my day was.
God.
I take it for granted. I
just got goosebumps.
Triggered.
Literally, it's this chapter in my life.
I don't want to talk about it.
You never ask me about my day. Sorry, man. I'm on it. Good morning.
Wait. We vibe right here. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
We have Harlem Globetrotters tickets. We got a 4-pack to give away next Thursday at the Cross Insurance Arena in Portland. So a week from today, some family fun entertainment for you. 207-807-1104 is the phone number. And we kind of, at the end of the show yesterday, started spitballing with this topic. So we're going to pick it up today. It is...
What's something you didn't realize was expensive until you had to buy one?
207-807-1104. Sticker Shock.
What is that?
You've never heard of Sticker Shock?
No.
Well, they used to have the prices on stickers on things, and you would look at it, and you get shocked from how much it would cost. Like, oh my God, I looked at this car. I was looking at the sticker. Sticker Shock. You've never heard this term Sticker Shock before?
No.
Wow. I'm old.
But that's what happened to me.
Okay. It makes sense to you. Yeah, you're not confused by the term.
No.
So the question is one more time.
What's something you didn't realize was expensive until you had to buy it?
207-807-1104. What's your answer?
For me, it was a rolling pin. I have been holding out on buying a rolling pin for years and years, but recently I've really gotten into making pizza, and I just like the way the pizza crust forms when it's been rolled out versus kneaded. And so I finally went to buy this rolling pin, and I was like, I'll just pick it up while I'm at the grocery store. It was $23. I had sticker shock.
Yeah.
I said, absolutely not. And then I looked online to buy one, and they're all between like $15 and $25. And I just like, I can't do it. So I went right over to Walmart, and I got one for under $5 the way it should be. And it's beautiful,
well,
gorgeous.
Well, that's your problem.
It's the prettier looking one, too. The cheapest one was the wooden one, which I think looks the best in the kitchen versus all the plastic ones.
You were at Hannaford, though, and I feel like the kitchen items at Hannaford, they have that small section, but they're all overpriced there.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little bit more of a variety at Walmart or a Target.
There was actually only one at Walmart, and the one at Target was also $20.
Damn, $20 for a rolling pin.
So why is a rolling pin that expensive when it doesn't have to be? Clearly, it doesn't have to be if the one I got at Walmart that looks more aesthetically pleasing than all the others was the cheapest.
207-807-1104.
Okay, I just did like a quick Google search, and the first one that pops up is $30. $15. Okay, then we go down to $13. The cheapest one at Target, they're saying, is $10. It wasn't there, though. Oh. That's how they get you. They say, pick up in the store. It's not there.
All right, if you want the Harlem Globetrotters tickets,
Sorry, I'm really passionate about this.
Either tell Tara why rolling pins are so expensive, and she might just give them to you, or... You can let us know something that gave you sticker shock,
How did you word it?
What's something you didn't realize was expensive until you had to go buy one?
207-807-1104. 207-807-1104. Once I started doing the grocery shopping, I didn't realize how expensive olive oil was. I just kind of took it for granted.
Oh my God, I know.
That it exists in the house. You know what I mean? Then it's like, oh, I got to go do some grocery shopping. Let me get some olive oil. Whoa. And then I'm trying to like look at the label. I don't even know what the difference is between bad and good olive oil. I'm just trying to find the cheapest per ounce. So olive oil, and also one that I know is expensive but consistently surprises me every time I get motivated to buy one of these is a couch.
I know. It's so discouraging. You think, oh, maybe we'll upgrade. Maybe we'll get a new couch. It's been a long time. And then you look it up and it's like $4,000 starting.
I would say every 6 months or so, I think to myself, I'm going to upgrade the couch. And I look at couch prices and I spend about 2 or 3 days reading reviews, psyching myself up. I'm going to pull the trigger. And then I go, nah, this just isn't an expense I want to take on right now.
No.
Thousands of dollars for a couch. Andrea in Portland, what is something you didn't realize was so expensive until you went to purchase one?
A headlight for my Jeep.
A headlight?
Yeah, I needed to buy a new headlight. So I went in to get it, you know, thinking not crazy expensive. It was $120 for one headlight.
What?
I couldn't believe it.
I was going to go $32.99 would have been my Price is Right guess. I would have been way off.
I wish it were. Right?
My family is extremely thrifty. That's probably where I get my frugalness from. But there were a couple of times when I was in high school where I smashed out my headlights by accident. And my dad went to the junkyard, got them basically for free.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like I'm kind of mechanically inclined. And I've always took care of, you know, my own stuff, too. And I have family that do as well. But this time, I was,
So that was...
I couldn't believe it.
That was the price of just purchasing the part. Like, you were going to do the labor, too, right?
I was going to attempt to, yeah.
That's wild. Azari from Biddeford, what is something that gave you sticker shock?
Musical instruments. I had no idea that they were worth so much money. I had a flute that my mom bought me from, like, when I was in band in school. Mm-hmm. And I had it just laying around the house. And as an adult, someone was like, you know those are worth a lot of money, right? And I looked it up and they're like $1,500 for a flute.
I had no clue.
Neither did I. So a little PSA to anyone who was in band, if they have their instrument laying around, go sell it.
Wow.
That's like a good sticker shock, though, because that's something that you have, and now you got that value.
Right. I sold it for, like, I want to say, like, $500 for a used flute that was just sitting in my closet.
Crazy.
Wow. How long did you play the flute for before you gave up?
Like a year. I wasn't very good.
Think about that, though. Your mom spent like $1,500 on a flute and you only played a year.
Bless her heart.
You're like, what can you do?
You're like, but years later, I got $500 back for it, so.
That's it. My mom, she's the real MVP here.
Yes. All right, I love it. That's a good answer. I had no idea.
Neither did I.
We're going to put you in the running for the Harlem Globetrotters tickets, and we're going to call back our winner before 9, so you might get a call back from us, all right?
All right, thanks. This is Barbie.
Barbie?
Hi.
Like the
Barbie?
The Barbie?
Yes.
I don't know. All right, what's up, Barbie? Barbie, where are you from?
From Saga.
If you had to be like, you know how there's like the sporty Barbie and the weird Barbie, the beach Barbie, which Barbie would you be?
Definitely the beach Barbie.
All right.
Yeah.
Not the lifeguard though.
No, you want your job to be beach.
Yeah.
Just beach. That's what I want. That's what I want my job to be when I grow up too, beach. All right, Barbie, what gave you sticker shock?
So I just bought a house within the last year, and the door, very drafty. So we started looking at houses. I mean, doors, they're expensive. They're like $4,000, $5,000. Right? And I can like not even get an insulated one, and it is bad. It is so expensive.
For a front door you're talking about.
Yeah.
I was also startled by this because over the summer I started manifesting my dream house and I was always wanting a stained glass front door and that will not be happening.
I didn't even go fancy. Like we just wanted an insulated one to not freeze by the front door.
Yeah, it's still thousands of dollars.
That's something that I've never been in the market to purchase, so I would have had no idea. And that definitely would have took me aback to see a $4,000.
If you add a window, that's not even including the door handle.
Crazy.
Noah, what's something that gave you sticker shock?
Kilt. You can spend $350 to $500 on a kilt.
On a kilt? Oh
my gosh.
A kilt, yeah. I played the bagpipes and I've had to buy a couple.
Wow, I would have had no idea. Again, I would have guessed like $39.99.
But I guess that's like something specialized that you have to purchase. It's not like TJ Maxx has discounted kilts, you know?
You're right. You're right. And it's hand sewn and crafted, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're not like mass produced fast fashion, if you will, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You're not throwing the filet. You're going to keep it for your lifetime.
All right. How many kilts do you own at this point?
Only two right now.
Well, while one's in the washer at the dry cleaner, you can wear the other one. So it works out.
Yeah, exactly.
Lindsay and Sopo, what is something that gave you sticker shock?
Kids' winter boots.
How much are they?
So my youngest one, he's 5. His boots were $40. And because they're growing and they grow so fast, I have 3 boys. They go through boots. I have to get them a new pair every winter.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I mean, they're not cheap at all. I try to look for clearance ones and then buy them like a size or two ahead for the next winter.
Yeah, just tell them to like triple up on the socks.
Yeah, it's insane how much. And I'm like, whoever came up with this, I'm like, making a killing off of winter boots.
How many kids do you have?
3 boys.
And how old are they?
One's 11, one's 8, and 1 is 5.
You must do the hand-me-downs then, right?
Oh, for sure, yes.
Okay.
I learned that real fast.
Yeah.
Well, you can only save, you know, boots and sneakers to an extent because depending on how rough they are with them. I mean, my oldest son, he went through a couple pairs of boots, you know, just playing in them and the whole sole would just wear out or come up, you know, unglued from the boot itself, so.
Well, the perk of being the older son is that you always are going to get the new stuff.
Yes. Yep.
Would you want to take the kids to the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yes, I absolutely would. I used to love going when I was little.
Nice. Aww. Well, let's make this happen. We're going to hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets. You're bringing the squad out there next Thursday to the Cross Insurance Arena. You win. Congrats.
Yay. They will definitely like it. Oh, my little one's laughing in the phone.
Well, congratulations. We got another chance to win Harlem Globetrotters tickets coming up during the 5 p.m. hour this afternoon with B-Y'all. You want to hear a few more answers that people sent in on the text?
Yeah.
My kids! If someone would have told me 10 years ago how expensive they are, man.
That's interesting because my entire life, everyone has done nothing but tell me how expensive kids are. And now that I'm at the age where it's acceptable to have kids, all my family members that told me not to have kids are begging me to. And I'm like, I thought you said it was so expensive. They're like, well, it's never actually the right time.
It's never the right time, but it's always
like,
going to be
money, then.
The best day of your life. I didn't know the ingredients to make a lasagna was so expensive. That's what somebody
else. What's doing it? The ricotta?
It must be the fancy
cheese.
It's got to be. It's not the pasta layers.
It is so expensive.
Photographers for weddings.
Photographers.
You say potato, I say potato.
Photographers for weddings here.
Photographers for weddings. I just learned how to read. They are crazy expensive. But I feel like the wedding industry in general is crazy expensive. So whatever it costs for a photographer, when they're doing a wedding, they're upping their price because they know they can get it.
Yeah, they're in high demand.
And then one more, somebody said, friggin' skylights.
I would imagine that that's expensive, personally.
Yeah.
That's when you have a window in your ceiling, in the roof.
Yeah, that seems fancy. If you got a good answer, feel free to drop it over on our Facebook page, Facebook Howard E. Man.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Hot Mornings, Ryan DeLon, Tara Fox. National Geographic released the best places to travel in 2024. Portland, Maine, number one on the list, Tara.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't on the list.
I was going to say.
We make every single list, so I wouldn't have been surprised. But these are very adventurous tasks here, if you will. Here's a few of them. Something to do in each place. Number one on the list, horseback safari in Kenya.
Oh, that sounds magical.
There's also go antiquing in the Hudson Valley, New York. Raft the rapids in West Virginia. I'm heading down to Virginia. Maybe I'll have to check out the rapids.
Have you ever been whitewater rafting?
Never.
It's so scary. You would hate it.
Oh, thanks for selling me on that one.
I just feel like you would be like, I am not enjoying this. So why would I do something I don't enjoy? It's thrill seeking.
Road trip Route 66 in New Mexico. I think this one's more of my speed.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep at a floating lodge on Tofino Island, British Columbia.
Floating lodge. I want to do that. I want to do that in Fiji.
These are all things that I do not have enough money to do. Dive with sharks on Australia's coral coast.
Probably not.
Volcano hiking in Panama. Who is this list for? National Geographic.
Rich people.
Take a submersible down to check out the Amelia Earhart wreckage.
controlled by an Xbox controller.
They switched it up after that whole Titanic thing. They're using a PlayStation.
It's actually Bluetooth. You do it right from your phone.
It's a PlayStation controller now.
Wait, what's a place that you want to go that wasn't on the list that you've always dreamed of in your wildest dreams? Because for me, it's Fiji or Tahiti, and I want to sleep in one of those huts on the water.
Mine is so non-adventurous.
What is it?
I feel like it's Jamaica.
Florida. No. Wait, that's awesome, though. I want to go there as well. That's on my destination list.
Jamaica. I've never been to Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii's on there.
I've heard Hawaii is incredible from people that have gone for the first time. Yeah, I would say Hawaii or Jamaica.
I want to go to Hawaii so bad, but nothing there is all-inclusive, so it's going to be the most expensive vacation of my life.
What did you say, like, Tahiti? Where was it? Fiji?
Tahiti or Fiji.
Those, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I've looked at those and they look incredible, right?
Billion-dollar trip.
Like, yeah, like, very expensive, like, the accommodations look crazy. The scenery looks amazing. But isn't
it? Yeah, look at when I Google Tahiti, they pop right up.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking about. But isn't it like a crazy
flight?
Yeah. How long? Like
16 hours or something.
Yeah. Like you.
Oh, 19 hours. Excuse me.
Yeah. I remember looking at some spots over there for vacation when I was dreaming.
Yeah.
And the 19 hours, I said, no, I don't know if I
could. Don't even do well with a 4-hour flight. So 19 hours.
19
but maybe
hours
I would have one of those
crazy
beds I could sleep in.
I'm out. I'll be back.
Oh, my God.
In a week or so.
Signing off.
So keep Tara company
so
for
everyone. Be nice.
Tomorrow and next week.